Psalm 27. Psalm 27. I'd like to read verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want to notice the phrase tonight. I want to take the message from the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Those words, in the land of the living, speaks of the world in which we live, speaks of our life in the world. As you read through the psalm, you see the characteristics of the land of the living. We see that the Lord is our light, which means the land of living is a place of darkness. He's our salvation, which means the land of living is a place of bondage. The question is asked, whom shall I fear? Land of living is a place of fear. The Lord is our strength, which speaks of the fact that the land of living is a place that has a draining effect. We see in verse 2, he talks about enemies and foes. Land of living is a place of confrontation and attack. Verse 5, he talks about trouble. He also, the latter part of the verse, talks about his feet being set upon a rock, which shows the world is a place, or the land of living is a place of danger and instability. Verse 9, he mentions the help of the Lord, showing that the land of living is a place of weakness. Verse 10, he says, when my father and mother forsake me, that shows the land of living is a place of loneliness. But not only that, it is a place of terrible possibility. Verse 11, he prays for teaching. It shows that the land of living is a place of ignorance and confusion. Prays for deliverance in verse 12 from his enemies. Speaks again of opposition and strife in the land of living. In verse 13, where we read our text, he said, I had fainted unless. So land of living is a place of weariness. So from all this, we see that the land of living is a place of burdens. It is a place of great danger. It is a place of great need. Verse 13, the psalmist is giving us a summary of the entire psalm, and he speaks of the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Tonight, I want to speak more of a testimonial than anything, and hopefully I won't be long-winded, and then I'm going to give opportunity for men of the church that want to testify of the Lord's goodness. Again, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I have lived in the land of the living for almost 58 years. That's just over 21,000 days. Just over 500,000 hours. You know, most people, they look back on their lives and many times get depressed. I really don't. I look back on my life and I see the goodness of God at every turn. I see the goodness of God in every aspect of my life. I have seen And I have experienced the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In fact, the only reason I stand here tonight is because of the goodness of the Lord. But I have experienced the goodness of God. In this psalm, David, in verse 1, speaks of the Lord as his light, his salvation, his strength. And by the goodness of God, I have experienced the Lord in the same way. Verse 4, he talks about the house of the Lord and the beauty of the Lord. I too have experienced the house of the Lord. I too have experienced seeing the beauty of the Lord. Verse 5, he talks about God hiding him and setting his feet upon a rock. And I know what he means, because he's hid me also, and he set my feet upon a rock. Verse 6, he talks about worship. And I have experienced that as well. God in his goodness has allowed me to worship the Lord. Verse 8, he talks about seeking the Lord's face. We have experienced that as well. Verse 9, he talks about the Lord's help. And again, we have experienced that as well. Verse 10, he talks about the Lord taking him up and laying hold of him. And oh, how many times we have experienced that. The Lord taking us up, and the Lord laying hold of us. Verse 11, he talks about the teaching and guidance of the Lord. God in his goodness has taught me. God in his goodness has led me. Verse 12, he talks about the deliverance of the Lord. We have experienced that as well. God is what made the difference in the life of David. And God is what has made the difference in my life. I have been the recipient of, and I have had the constant experience of God's love, of God's mercy, of God's grace, of God's long-suffering, of God's presence, of his power, of his faithfulness, and of his care. Almost 58 years in the land of the living, and I am so blessed, and I have been so blessed of God. I read in Psalm 115 and verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. And I know that is so. I don't cross the mind of very many people on any given day, but every moment of every day, I'm upon the mind of the Creator of all things. What a blessing to be upon the mind of God. You read a little further down there in Psalm 115 and verse 15, ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We can put our name in that, in the place of ye. I am blessed. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I know that is so. God has been so good. God has been so good to me. As I look back upon my life, I see God's hand in every stage and at every point. Didn't necessarily see it at the time. Sometimes I did. But didn't necessarily see his hand in many places. But as I look back, and the more God teaches us, we see his hand everywhere. We see his care everywhere. We see God training us everywhere. I can go back prior to salvation and see how God was training me for this hour. Can see that now. Couldn't see it then, of course. But as I look back on my life prior to salvation, and again, I'm going to be try to be brief on these things. I could go into detail, but it's not my point. As I look back prior to salvation, I see God's faithful working all through my life. Between the ages of 15 and 18, though I didn't go to church much after the age of 10, I began to, between the ages of 15 and 18, I began to really question everything that had ever been told of God. And I began to question even the existence of God. And through personal experiences and circumstances, I became very, very angry. And I would argue with anyone who would listen about the existence of God, and about who, if God existed, who he really was. And I would ridicule the Bible. And in my mind, if God existed, and I had serious doubts that he did, but in my mind, if he did exist, I didn't want anything to do with him. But God was merciful. God was long-suffering. And as I began to more actively head down a road of ruin and destruction, becoming more and more angry, becoming more and more hateful, becoming more and more defiant, becoming more and more blasphemous by the day. Looking back, I see the Lord protecting me from myself. I see the Lord prevented me from doing many things that would have disqualified me and would have brought my life to ruins. I can remember occasionally between the ages of 15 and 18 going to church because of a girl, and I absolutely hated that preacher. Couldn't hardly stand to listen to anything he said. And after every service, I wanted to debate with him, and I wanted to debate with anyone else what he had said. And again, I was becoming more and more and more angry. And it seemed at that time that everywhere I went, didn't seem to matter wherever it was, there was somebody sticking a Bible in my face and telling me about the Lord. And it got to the point where I was almost afraid to go outside. Because everywhere, I mean, I had stacks of tracts that people had given me, people I didn't know. Everywhere I went, there was somebody telling me about the Lord. And the more I heard about it, the angrier I got. But the Lord was bringing me to the end of myself. My grandfather, who claimed to be an atheist, I was very close to him, and him and I would have many discussions. I can remember from 10 years old having discussions about atheism, which perhaps was one of the reasons I questioned the existence of God. But on February 14th, 1972, he passed away. And I can remember very vividly cursing God, being angry and defiant. And on February 17th, 1972, at my grandfather's funeral, I remember sitting in that funeral home so angry. So angry that if there was a God, why do people die? And that preacher got up and he preached a salvation message. And it was as if I was the only person in that room. And everything he said, I had heard many, many, many times. But this time I really heard it, like I had never heard it before. And God came and saved my life and saved my soul. We made our way back. Well, that was in Kentucky. We made our way back to Illinois. Again, there was an immediate and radical change in my life. And I went to the Baptist church in the neighborhood, same church I'd gone to prior, and couldn't stand that preacher. But I began to go every time the doors were open. And that preacher that I had been so hateful toward, I loved him now. I loved the man. And that preaching that filled me with so much rage, I enjoyed listening to it. And I wanted to serve the Lord. That's all I cared about. That's all I wanted to do, was to serve the Lord. And I remember going to him and talking to him about that. And he didn't give me the best advice, but he gave me what he knew. And he suggested that I go to Bible college, which I did. And in spite of everything they were teaching at that college, in spite of everything that the church that I was now a member of was teaching, God in his providence, in miraculous ways, and I'm not going to go into details, but he began to teach me the truth about what really happened when he saved my soul. I can remember after I was saved, I had some friends that professed salvation, though they lived just like I did. And they always talked about saying a prayer. And I knew that what happened to me that day in the funeral home, I didn't say a prayer. So I didn't really know what they were talking about. But I knew that the Lord saved me that day. And in the Lord's providence, he began to show me what really happened when the Lord saved me. And he began to teach me concerning his greatness, began to teach me some things concerning the Lord's church, which caused me to realize that I did not have scriptural baptism. And then he would lead me through his providence because of a man who coached Little League baseball when between the ages of 8 and 10, and I remembered him witnessing to me. And I went to his house, told him what had happened to me, and told him what the Lord had shown me. And that man's house was where Faith Baptist Church of Streamwood was a mission. And they were holding services at that house. So I began to go to church there. And the Lord continued to teach me, giving me more and more love and making me more and more zealous for the truth that he'd shown me. And after we were in the mission work there for a while, I began to feel the Lord calling me to preach. Fought it for as long as I could and surrendered to preach in 1975. And as I look back on all those things, I just see the goodness of God. The Lord, through His gracious providence, would bring Sarah and I together, and she would become the most important person in my life and my best friend. We were married in 1977, and the Lord has been so good to give me a woman who loves the Lord. Because before I was saved, that's not what I was looking for. To give me a godly woman with biblical convictions. And though she knew I was called to preach, and I knew I was called to preach, neither one of us had a clue what that entailed. Not a clue. But He led me to someone who has faithfully and courageously stood beside me, encouraged me sacrificially in all the years of my ministry. And now, the majority of my life has been in the ministry. And oh, how good God has been to me. The Lord has, in His goodness, given me the privilege of doing mission work, seeing a church organized. The Lord in His goodness has allowed me to pastor 4 of His churches. And as I look back, I can see the Lord's teaching, the Lord's training, the Lord molding me and preparing me for, again, even this day. The Lord graciously blessed me. I feel that God allowed me to know some of the greatest men that ever lived. I believe that with all of my heart. And there were men in particular, Brother Titus, Brother Eugene Clark, Brother Harold Harvey, Brother Garner Smith, and Brother Lee Hamill. Those men in particular, though there were others, but those men in particular, for some reason, took a very special interest in me, and they taught me, and they began to mentor me. Didn't know it at the time. Miss, of course, Brother Hamill's still with us. The others have gone on to be with the Lord. And there are many times I like to pick up the phone and talk to them, but can't. But I can talk to someone even better than that. And that, of course, is the Lord. Then as I look back, what got me to thinking, New Year's Day, we were in the services there at Streamwood. And I began to review my ministry there, began to just think about the goodness of God. And as I look back on those early years at Faith Baptist Church, there was so much opposition to the truth. There were constantly, almost every Sunday, and these were church members who would challenge and debate almost everything I preached. And it wasn't enjoyable. But looking back, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Looking back, God was teaching me. God was teaching me to study. Because before it got to the point, before I got up to preach, I examined every single word of every verse. And I studied. And God was teaching me to do that. And that is carried over, though today I do it for different reasons. Back then I was just doing it because I knew an argument was coming and I was preparing myself. That's not why I do it today. God was entrenching me in the truth of His Word. And I can remember calling Brother Titus, and in particular, and he would just hang in there. Just hang in there. The Lord will take care of it. Same thing I tell people today. And it's so. And during those years, God put some of the most ornery, mean-spirited, difficult people that I've ever dealt with in my ministry. It's only in my early 20s and had many, many very ornery, mean-spirited people. But again, looking back, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Because God, again, was teaching me. And I can't tell you through the years how many times, because God put those ornery people in my life early, how many times that's helped me. It really has. Through the years, again, I'm speaking of when we were in Streamwood. And this isn't anything bad about the church in Streamwood. It's a good church. But through the years, I was threatened. There were plots. There were schemes for us to be gone. They just wanted us out. Just wanted us gone. And I look back, and it's miraculous that they did not succeed. Absolutely miraculous that they were unable to succeed. Through it all, God protected us. God provided for us. God blessed. I remember one time some members decided, well, we can't run them off by arguing with them. We'll starve them out. We're going to send our tithes to Faith Baptist, well, I believe that time Brother Smith was at Julian, but it doesn't matter. But anyway, they sent their tithes and offerings to where Brother Garner Smith was pastoring. Brother Garner Smith called. Why am I getting these offerings? And so I told them what was going on. So what'd they do? They sent it back with an offering in addition. So now, the church is bringing in more money. And these people who are trying to starve us out cannot figure it out for the life of them. What is going on? But again, God is good. And through the years, through those early years in particular, the one thing I wish I could change was I wish my children hadn't heard some of the things they heard. But there's nothing we can do about that. Through the years, there were some intense battles. I mean face-to-face battles with the devil himself. I mean, some of these people, there's no doubt in my mind that they were the devil incarnate. Face-to-face battles with Satan. And there were times I hated going to church because I knew what we're facing. That you'd force yourself, and God would give grace to stand and fight the battles. And through those years, through all the years of our ministry until we came here, There were many, many financial struggles and many, many needs. And God provided every single time in miraculous ways. There were times when the brook did dry up, but God always provided. There were times of many burdens, and we're not going to go into that, times of discouragement. But every single time, there was always a well in the desert to drink from. There was always a table prepared in the wilderness to feed upon. And there were always the handfuls of purpose from God. God provided in miraculous ways. And all of those times were all the difficulties and finances. Though we don't have that problem now, those times were there to teach us to trust the Lord. Through the years, I've seen, as you have as well, the ravages of sin. And I have seen God's people suffer terribly, suffer unbelievable pain. And I've seen time and time again, dear, precious, faithful saints of God, whom I love so much, seen them over and over take their last breath and preach their funeral. And from time to time when we sing a hymn, I think of some of those people because it was their favorite song. God's been so good. God's grace has been sufficient. I'm just thankful that God has allowed me to see souls saved and lives saved. Some, I could tell you some wonderful stories. God has been good. I've seen times of revival. When God did revive, there haven't been a whole lot, but there have been some. And I've seen children of God grow. God's been so good. And I've been so blessed. I've had the privilege of pastoring some great saints of God. Some friends of God. Some friends of the Lord's church. Some friends of the truth. That's due to the goodness of God. And now today, though we have through the years, through death, and through standing for the truth, have lost some friendships, God has given me mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. Oh, how good God has been. And looking back, I was in Chicago pastoring there for 22 years. And I believe that I was there for a lot of reasons. But one of the main reasons was to fight battles. There's no doubt in my mind about that. There's no doubt in my mind, I'm not taking the credit, but there's no doubt in my mind, had those battles not been fought, that church would not be there today. God had me there for whatever reason. to fight those battles and to oppose the enemies of God. But the main reason God had me there was it was there that God established me in the faith. It was there that God trained me, not that I'm through learning, but it was there that God trained me. And by the time I left Faith Baptist Church, I was worn out. I was exhausted, somewhat discouraged, and I desperately needed rest. And God called me to Zohar Baptist Church. Again, looking back, I can see it now. Didn't know it then. God had me go there. God sent me there for rest. He sent me there for refreshment. He sent me there for reviving if I was going to continue to serve Him. And I've come to believe that I was there not to teach them. I was there to minister to them during funerals, and I was there to minister to them, especially during Sister Kathy's death. But most of all, I was there, looking back, I was there for them to minister to me. And that's what happened. And I got rest. And I was revived. All the goodness. All the goodness of God. And then, of course, God led me here. And I'm so blessed. Because everywhere I go, I believe God is sovereign. And I believe that God causes people's paths to cross, and He does so in His time and for His purposes. And I don't know all the reasons why I'm here. The day will come, unless I drop dead, when I'll look back and I'll know more. But I do know this, God is good, and God has caused our paths to cross, and I have seen, and I have experienced firsthand the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I know that is true tonight. No matter what happens in my life, I know God's goodness and God's mercy is there. And I stand before you simply because God is good. Simply because God is gracious. God is merciful. God is long-suffering. Oh, there were many times in those early years when I wanted to quit, but God wouldn't let me. And I would have quit. And I would have, to be honest with you, I would have gotten probably as far away from the Lord's church as I could have gotten if it was up to me. God protects us from ourselves. And God prevents us from doing things. I can remember going to church and thinking, they're going to hear it tonight. This is it. Didn't happen. Because God would intervene. God is so good. Oh, how we need to thank God for His goodness. If anyone wants to, men, if you want to testify of the goodness of God, we'll take some time to do that if there's anyone who wants to. If not, we'll have Brother Larry come and lead singing. But if there's anyone who wants to testify, just stand up. Brother Charlie.